Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. We're about to have a conversation with Delegate Ayesha Braveboy, who, of course, represents the 25th District in Prince George's County, joined us last week. But she's also chair of the Legislative Black Caucus of Maryland, and the Maryland Black Caucus Foundation is having their annual event this weekend, hosting their 2012 Legislative Weekend, November 15th and 17th at the Sheraton in Annapolis. Delegate Braveboy, welcome. Good to have you with us again.
Thank you so much for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little exhausted because I'm preparing for this wonderful weekend we have coming up. But come Thursday morning, I'm going to be ready to go.
I'm sure you are tired. So tell us about the weekend.
Well, we're going to get started on Thursday, and all of the events are in Annapolis, which, of course, is our state capital. So the host hotel is the Annapolis Sheraton, which is on Jennifer Street, very close to Annapolis Mall. So that's the best landmark to look for, the Annapolis Mall. I guess it's the Westfield Mall, but it's in Annapolis. And we'll be there on Thursday morning. We kick off with our prayer breakfast at 8:30 a.m., and the Reverend Al Sharpton will be our keynote speaker. So we're really excited to have him with us. He's going to talk a little national politics and talk a little bit about local politics as well. So we're really excited about having him there. Right after the breakfast is concluded, we have a series of workshops dealing with economic development and business growth and development. So we are really asking for the small and minority businesses to come out to our conference. We have procurement officers, those decision makers, who will be with us, and they'll have one-on-one meetings with the businesses that are there. So it's an excellent opportunity to get to know what contracts are coming up and also speak with those decision makers to start building those relationships. So we have that going on Thursday. And then on Friday, we have our corporate breakfast headlined by our wonderful Lieutenant Governor, Anthony Brown. So we're excited to have him there. And we'll then have workshops dealing with health care, with criminal justice, and also with foreclosure prevention, and also political involvement. So we have Congressman Elijah Cummings coming to with us to talk about how our young people can get involved in the political process, how average citizens can get their voices heard through the political process. So Thursday and Friday are going to be just amazing days. And then to top it all off, on Saturday, we have our first ever town hall meeting hosted by Roland Martin, and it's going to be on the state of Black Maryland. We have a variety of subjects that are going to be discussed, including a subject matter that's near and dear to your heart, which is the Youth Detention Center in Baltimore. But we'll also be discussing some national politics, because we do have national figures like April Ryan, who's a White House correspondent, Michael Steele, former chair of the RNC, and some others who will also be joining us for that panel discussion. But it's going to be great. I can't wait.
So is it open to the public?
It is open to the public. All of our events are open to the public. We do have a couple of ticketed events, including our breakfast and our gala, which is on Saturday evening. But everything else is free and open to the public. And they can get more information by visiting our website at www.2012mdblackcaucusweekend.com. That's www.2012mdblackcaucusweekend.com.
So, Delegate Braveboy, I'm curious what you expect and what people expect to get out of this weekend. I mean, when we have these Black Legislative Caucus weekends, what comes out of them? What sustains it afterwards? What are people looking to get out of it?
Absolutely. Well, what we look to get out of it is our agenda for the upcoming session. So, we should like to discuss topics that we think are relevant to our community. And we hope to get solutions through the discussions that occur at our workshops, and we use those to set our agenda for the following legislative year. So you'll see agenda items coming out of this conference for our 2013 legislative year. One of those, because we have focused a lot on our historically Black institutions, one of those issues that will come up during the weekend that we three points he's focusing on is parity and funding for our historically black institutions. As you know, our four institutions have sued the state of Maryland over disparity issues, duplication of programs, and we as a state really need to really settle those issues. We probably should have settled that lawsuit years ago, but here we are. And but the funding disparities and the issues that impact our young people still exist. For instance, you know, because of the social and economic disadvantages minorities have had in this country, you know, our institutions have suffered. There was a policy actually during the era of segregation to specifically underfund black universities, historically black universities. So that was a state policy. And since then we've changed it, but some of the issues that have come as a result of those policies still exist today. And so we need additional funding for our young people who are economically disadvantaged in order to pay for college. So financial aid is very important for our historically black colleges. We need additional financial aid. We also need additional professors, full-time professors, to support our students at the HBCUs. And so many of our HBCUs have as few as, you know, 40 full-time professors, 40% of their professors being full-time. And what that does is it robs the young people who are going to those universities of engaged professors who really have the time to help nurture and prepare them to be successful in their careers. Mm-hmm. And so these are things that we have to talk about, we have to set as a priority, and that's just one of the things we're going to do during this weekend. But yeah, I mean, that's our purpose, is to build our agenda and get some consensus behind it so that we can be successful.
So let me get a call or two in here before we get to the top of the hour and move to our next subject on the youth jail. Let's go to 410-319-8888. And Aaron, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Aaron. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
You're on the air, Aaron. Welcome.
Hello?
Can he hear us? Aaron, you're on the air.
Hello?
Let's see if we can get this done right. Aaron, you're on the air. Oh, we just lost Aaron. I'm sorry about that. Well, maybe he'll call back next hour, because I think Ayesha may be staying with us as well, right, for a while?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Good.
Yeah.
We're going to jump into the youth jail, which has become a real controversy here in this, not just Baltimore but the state. So can anybody come to this conference? Is it, and they just call? How do they register?
They can go online. Registration's online, www.2012mdblackcaucusweekend.com. They can also call our office at 410-841-3185.
And of course, you also have let's try again with Aaron. Should we try Aaron one more time? Aaron, you're on the air.
Hello?
Can you hear us now?
Hello?
I think maybe line one was defective before.
Hello?
Maybe line one is defective again. Aaron, you're on the air. All right, so I guess, what can I say? We'll try again next hour, because other people got through before, so we'll see. I don't know what happened. So I'm sorry, Ayesha, you were saying about people getting in touch.
Yes, they can visit our website. I think I gave that address, but I'll give it again, www.2012mdblackcaucusweekend.com, and they can call our office at 410-841-3185.
And I was saying, I was going to ask you before we try to get to our caller, was that people, this is for the conference, but there are larger events in the evening that are separate, correct?
I'm sorry?
There are larger events in the evening that are separate from the conference.
Well, all of it's a part of the conference, but there are ticketed events like our gala, which is on Saturday evening, starting at 7 o'clock with a VIP reception, and the gala starts at 8. So that is a ticketed event. But it is open, so anyone who wants to come can go online and purchase a ticket. We also have, you know, one of the wonderful things that happened during this weekend is that our young people really wanted to get involved. So our young Democrats, the Best Democratic Club and a few other groups have come together and they're actually going to host a reception on Friday evening at the Maryland Inn, and that's open to the public. And I'm really excited that they want to get involved with what we're doing because they are the future, and hopefully we can pass that mantle to them, you know, in the very near future. So that's another event that has become now a part of our weekend.
So we are going to take a brief break. I want to thank Delegate Ayesha Braveboy, Chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, for being with us here as part of our program. 25th District Delegate from Prince George's County, who is chair of that event, and the event's coming up this weekend. The Maryland Black Caucus Foundation, a part of the Legislative Black Caucus of Maryland, will host their 2012 Legislative Weekend, November 15th to 17th, at the Sheraton Annapolis Hotel and the Miller Senate Office Building. You can try 410-841-3185. We'll have all that information on our website as well. And Aaron, my apologies for the phone problem, but if you want to hang around, our subject will be here in the second hour, and we can continue talking about the youth jail and more with Delegate Ayesha Braveboy and others. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.